You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. Continuing on with the consultation. We have a jovial celebratory one here. James writes, good evening, asshole. I don't care if you keep me anonymous or not. Hi, I'm Jay. Also, a video response to Cesare. This is not going to be a typical request. It's more of a thank you. I've listened to many of your shows, bought most of your books, and I subscribe to your channel. The value you have given me has been considerable. Last night, I broke up with my now ex-girlfriend. My stats. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go. You tell me if this balance. 40 years old, divorced, 6'2", earn 150,000 plus, 185 pounds, athletic build, bench press, 200 plus pounds. Where have all the good men gone? Bachelor's of Science and Actuarial Science, pursuing a Master's of Science in Software Engineering. Where have all the good men gone? IQ 135 plus, Curse of the High IQ, was invaluable to me. Well, thank you. I'm glad you can pick it up on an Amazon paperback Kindle audio. Her statistics, 32 years old, 5'3", you know, I want to guess the weight, 168 pounds, six inches shorter than Cappy, 18 pounds more. It reminds me of Wyoming. When I was in Wyoming, this was when the Bakken oil field was booming. And even when the Bakken oil field wasn't booming, there's a fair amount of coal and ranching. A disproportionate amount of the jobs out in Wyoming are manual labor, pretty demanding manual labor. So a lot of these guys are in great shape. But these are good looking now, of course. They weren't exactly the brightest. Yes, they had truck nuts on their trucks and they burned coal, bro. No one was going to win a Nobel Prize in physics, but they were in great shape. But the women, oh my God, they were, I mean, really, it looked like a stick in a sphere walking down. Never mind. I saw her as someone I could potentially have a family with, but that is impossible due to her numerous mental conditions. Oh, yeah, but wait, there's more. Due to her numerous mental conditions, compulsive hoarding, and your typical laundry list of made-up mental illnesses. See, but the tragedy is if you fake or make up mental illnesses you don't necessarily have, you're still mentally ill. That's a mental illness unto itself. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you will get the intention that you so desperately want. Also, I was never able to develop feelings for her. Upon reflection, I believe it's because she said, you believe. I kind of look at it like, you know, why would you major in philosophy? Like, that doesn't, like, to me, it's plain as day. Or the reality principle, which I guess people think is deep philosophy. It's a simple principle I came up with, and it was the observation that the closer to reality your decisions are based in, the more effective and successful they will be. Going, whoa, that's deep. Is it? Is it really? I thought that was kind of simple common sense. And here it's like, you believe it's because she's fat? I'll make another simple philosophical observation or axiom or rule here. This is not deep, okay? I don't think it's deep. All of relationships in human procreation was based on men being physically attracted to women. All of the world is contingent upon, since all of humanity depends upon procreation, is female beauty. In fact, women are not pretty. They're just not. I know there's two standards of pretty. I'm talking the actual one, not the politically correct one that we sell oversized undies to women at Target with. Your little soldier can't stand up and salute. That's 2 million years of human evolution telling you something. You're not wrong. You're right. Yes, it's because she was fat, and you cannot fall in love with one. Now, you can fall in love with a gal you're physically attracted to. Then she gets fat on you, you know, like always. You would still love that person. That happens all the time. But if the gal was always, you can't fall in, it's like, no. Love requires physical attraction, at least at first. Then you fall in love with their personality down there. Oh, Cappy, are you getting soft? No, it's just how it is. Not trying to be soft here. But you could fall out of love if the gal gets overweight, you know, and then doesn't have the personality. It's like, yeah, yes, that's why you weren't attracted. You weren't because she was fat. Yes. You need, I'll say it again. Men have a name for girls we like, but we're just not physically attracted to or in love with. And that's called friends. Nothing wrong with being friends, but it's not. She is the second woman that I have attempted to have a relationship with that was fat, and I ended up feeling nothing for her. Well, yeah, man. Now you're being not only intellectually dishonest with yourself, but with these girls. Stop wasting both your times. I mean, whatever her faults may be, you shouldn't have wasted her time like that. Stop chasing girls you're not physically attracted to. You're wasting everyone's time. Not surprisingly, in the past, I've developed feelings for women that have taken care of themselves. Shocker. Yes. Imagine. Probably other characteristics help, too. I want to thank you for the message that you have repeated in many of your videos. I've been looking for the wife, family, etc., a.k.a. my steak dinner. However, they're all out of steak at this restaurant. Yes, they are. Your words give me the ability to do what counseling has not. Forgive myself. Wow, look at that. Right. Here's another thing. Did you go to histherapist.com? You didn't. You went to a regular psychologist and they said blabbity, blabbity, blabbity blue and they didn't solve your problem? Really? You know, Freud said in 1897, whenever the heck he was alive. And give myself permission to try the tacos, spaghetti, chocolate cake, and everything else that is actually on the menu. Thank you for your service to men like me. Please let me know what I owe you. Although I am a war veteran, you can F your military discount. A fellow outcast from the People's Republic of Minnesota, Jay. Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate that very much. You know what? That goes into the memento box. I'll do that later. That goes into the memento box. All right. Do we have any super chats? No, we don't. All right. There you go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.